Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, sir, and welcome back to hour number two, and glad that you can be with us on a Wednesday evening. Larry Bluestein along with Trevor Harris taking you up to about 10 o'clock or so. Thanks so much. In the first hour to Jose Duaso from Crib Classic All-Star Game, Coach Calvin Davis from Monarch High School, and also talk to Mike Cugno about the Nat Moore Award, which the Nat Moore Trophy, which will be awarded on December the 2nd. And we'll have a lot on that as well. So if you miss anything that we have this evening, just go to WQAM.com, top of the page where it says podcast. And there we are. Please give us an opportunity to see what we have, especially coming on a little later for a couple of weeks. And then we'll return to our 6-8 spot as well. Right in the middle of the high school football season, and as I said before, one of the programs has been just, I don't know if they've been a surprise, because if you know what Ice Harris and has done at Booker T. Washington and everywhere he's been associated at Florida Memorial and at University of Miami, wherever he's been able to coach throughout the years, he's done a tremendous job. But the way that they kind of laid the groundwork for this program in his first year, and as I said, during the spring, when I had a chance to go to their spring game, held on a Friday morning, they had a field trip environment. It was great. They honored everybody, all the other teams. But the important part was the student participation, and they came out. And that's something that Coach Harris has kind of preached since day one. The other night, they kind of wrapped it all up in the district. Early beating North Miami 35-14. They have this week off, and then they kind of finish strong. They have two pretty good teams in there with Lake Gibson, a trip to Lake Gibson, and Miami LaSalle. But nevertheless, it's been a great year, great first season, and they've got a long way to go in this year. And we welcome in one of the better coaches that we've covered throughout the years, not only from the X's and O's, but being a great discipline and a great person and somebody who works extremely well, not only with his players, but also the parents and the student body. We welcome in Coach Tim Ice Harris. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Great seeing you the other night, and obviously a big win to wrap up the district. But I know you. It's. Let's not look too far ahead. You know, you got this week off. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And you get right back to work.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me on tonight. You know, but first I just like to just say thanks to, you know, just my condolences to the Shelton Hanks family, you know, in terms of he passing, you know, last week. You know, he means so much to me as a close friend, and we worked and started, you know, coaching together for so long, over 40 years, you know, we've been in this thing, and you know, for him to not be here, it's been tough at the same time of still trying to consider running a program and staying, you know, excited about what we do, you know, at the same time.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to echo it. I've known Sheldon. I've known the Hanks family for a long time, Coach. This is somebody who, you know, at the young age of 62, I mean, and to me, somebody who represented so much from his community. And that's important, and obviously to the Hanks family, and you, and I know how close he was to your program and to Overtown in itself and to that community. So my condolences to Sheldon's family and then to everybody as well. And I'm so sorry for your loss, knowing that he was extremely close to you and the kids and your wife as well. On a different note, this football program, talk about what this season has been like for you so far, because I mean, you're used to winning obviously, but building a program up, you know, in such a short time, getting everybody aboard, having your coaches being on the sideline with you, talk what it's been like ever since you took over.
It's been exciting. You know, it's been great in terms of really just thanking the principal, Mr. Sirago, and giving us an opportunity, you know, to develop these student athletes, you know. But the first thing is start off with the staff. You know, our staff is, you know, we had to be able to get a great staff in place, you know. So that's been a great thing about everything, and then making sure that, you know, what we do as coaches in terms of development and understanding the culture that we're trying to bring, you know, to Matter Academy, you know, and making sure that our kids understand our team core values that we put in line, and making sure that it's just not something we write on the board or put on the back of a T-shirt. We actually have to live it out by putting the work in to make sure that everything that we talk about, you know, it's realistic. It's doing the things that you're supposed to do. And then we grade it and check it. When the things that we do are based on our core values, when we do these things, these are the positive things that happen and how we develop. So it's been a great, great, you know, opportunity for us as coaches to be able to come into Matter Academy and get it going. And our kids is buying in to you know, to what we're trying to get done from a culture standpoint and from a core value standpoint.
Yeah. And not only that, is to have some, you know, like you said, familiar faces on the sideline with you and guys that have coached with you for, you know, a number of years. They're on the same page. And, you know, I keep thinking back to when you came back to Booker T. Washington and you were out there for that spring. And I talked to you about, you know, what it's going to take to rebuild this thing and to get the program back. And you said, you know what, everybody has to do their part. You know, you just, one person can't do something and another person can't not do something. You said that everybody, you know, it's like a one machine, but everybody has to do their part. And so far you've gotten that. You've gotten that from a senior class, you know, of some of the players, some that you knew before, some you didn't know before, and a great group of underclassmen who, you know, come in with that understanding that they know what you're about. They know what this coaching staff about. How important has it been for you to at least have a group of coaches around you that know exactly what you're thinking and what your next move is going to be? How important is that, rather than to kind of learn on the fly like this?
Well, I think it's very important. You know, the best thing about, you know, the opportunity that we were blessed with is having coaches who played for us, you know, at Booker T, and they was able to learn from us, and they know what it looked like. They go to college, they learn so much, come back from college, graduate from college. And the greatest thing is about, you know, our staff, all these guys, you know, they got degrees, they got college degrees, and they're excited about their opportunity to be able to develop young people, you know, and that's what's happening, you know, developing relationships, you know, all of that stuff is grinded into making sure that these student athletes live out their dreams and goals, you know, and then football give us an opportunity to give us the, you know, to get their attention, to do the right thing in the classroom, off the field, and all the things that's got to happen there. So the staff is the key, you know, and they really do a great job in terms of doing what they need to do and preparing themselves and studying and learning the things that they need to learn. So the kids see that those coaches are very prepared and organized and it making them better players at the same time and all the details that goes with playing the game. So we're just happy and satisfied with that.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Tim Isaras joins us, head coach at Mater Academy. And you're right. I mean, I walked the sideline the other day, and obviously Torian Bean and Devon Johnson, your two offensive coordinators, to see them there. And obviously to see Dedrick Mackey and the Dames brothers, you know, Richard and Rashard Dames, and getting an opportunity to see people, you know, that have been around you for a number of years, like Shanton Crummy, who obviously probably knows Overtown better than anybody. And has seen these kids and has seen a lot of these coaches come through, as you mentioned, you know, and to have people, you know, like, as you mentioned with Mr. Tamargo, the principal, and, you know, and Mr. Carnicero, the athletic director, and having Ben Hanks Sr. around the program, you know, for his guidance as well. I mean, that's got to help as well. But you look at some of the players and, you know, and I saw the other day, you know, a couple of the kids that, you know, kind of like are starting to separate themselves, like Jamal Robinson Jr., a wide receiver who I think a lot of people, I know coaches are starting to see him now. I think he's going to be really good. You look at Eduardo Thompson. These are all young kids. You look at kids as well as Trezvan Boyd, who I think is one of the up-and-coming defensive backs. You've got a lot of seniors for leadership, but you have a lot of these young players, Coach, that will be with you for a number of years to come. Talk about that, because not only is your success off to a 6-0 start, but your nucleus of your program are a lot of the younger kids.
And I go back to, you know, the coaching as well as, you know, Coach Twan Adams, who's our defensive coordinator as well. So, you know, but our student athletes, you know, playing them young has been great for us. And we have shown that we really invest into our young kids. And when they're young, continue to develop them and give them opportunities. You know, if something don't go right early, we still making sure we go to the drawing board, we solve the problem, and we get them to believe that, you know, they can be, you know, in the big status, in the big leagues at all times. So we try to make sure we do that through camps, how we train in the summer, to make sure that they in that environment as young student athletes, to make sure that they're prepared young, and then as they continue to grow, then the leadership. And then, you know, being great leaders and great teammates, all of that stuff come to play with great character with that right. at the same time. So we feel great about, you know, our young student athletes, how they're really stepping up to the plate, taking on the role in terms of making sure that they're being leaders now. And as they're getting older, they can be able to take that and get into college and be going into college with the ability to lead and being able to play, you know, on Saturdays when that opportunity comes.
Yeah, no doubt. Tim Isaras joins us, head coach at Mater. You know what? Also, too, Coach, seeing, you know, getting a chance to see Brandon and Tim Jr., you know, coaching at a high level, you know, at Power Four schools, you know, and what they've come through and watching you and being around the program. Talk about that and what it means to you to, you know, to look, you know, maybe turn on a TV and see a Florida State game and seeing your son, you know, on the sideline or watching UCF and seeing Brandon or, you know, or any of the kids that have played for you or coaches, you know, under your coaching tree over the year. What's it like for you? Because I know you're that type of guy that you're proud of everybody who, you know, who has come under you and who has worked with you. What's it like to see your, you know, your son's doing so well?
No, we're always proud, you know, as parents, you know, me and my wife, we be, you know, we go to games and we be so excited, you know, sitting there watching, you know, our sons really developing and doing the things that they love to do and showing the pride that they put in the work to put themselves in that position. And all they do is continue to motivate all the other young coaches. So we have quite a few, about 10 of our former coaches, the young guys that play for us that's in college football right now. You know, so it's great to be able to watch on Saturdays and be able to watch, you know, our former student athletes and our sons, you know, being able to do the things that they really, really love to do and put in the work to get it done. And they do a great job, you know, with us as a staff in terms of helping us, you know, from a coaching perspective, you know, because you're always looking for new ideas, how we can get better, you know. So all of that stuff goes with the relationships, you know, that we have, you know, with our sons and with former players that play for us. So we use each other at the same time to make sure we're making each other better, you know, every time that we get an opportunity to communicate.
Yeah, 100%. And do you find yourself some Saturday, you know, before a game, maybe talking to Brandon or talking to Tim Jr., you know, just about football and just maybe different things? Is your conversations more about the family or is it more about football?
They do both. We kind of, you know, you mimic both, but, you know, we all are coaches, so that stays, you know, that's always there. Family always going to be tight there as well. But we always try to see, like, how can we get better? You know, things that we may have issues with, you know, from our standpoint, from a high school perspective, or how we handle a certain situation with student athletes, some type of specific scheme, some type of specific drill that we need to make sure that we do a better job on how we can help our student athletes get better each week or each day. You know, so we use them to help us with our fundamentals in teaching and development. Right. For us as coaches, we always got to find a way how we can consistently get better that our kids can understand and see my coach bringing something different to the table, you know, every day or every week. It's something that he can make us better. If it's just the terminology, we might be doing some of the same thing, but they might be able to teach us a better way to say it and how to communicate it, you know, to our student athletes. And we appreciate those opportunities when they come as well.
Yeah, and in addition, you have Coach Stork up at Syracuse, and you have Coach Hippolyte over at FIU. And also FIU, have somebody who came up under you that is, I think, a really good coach on and off the field, and that's Coach Pierre Sinatis, who I think he's a great coach, and he does a great job in the classroom as well. And I know that they're very proud of what you do, and I can't thank you enough for taking time, Coach, tonight. You know that I always like to see, I always like to have some kind words for you, because you're a guy that we all admire, and you do it the right way. And you still got that fire, though. I stood next to you the other day, and I'll tell you, nobody works the refs like you do. But you know what? I think that's a badge of honor, because I love it. I love your fire, and you care about the game, and that's important. Thanks so much, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. I'd just like to take a shout out to our middle school team. We played our first game today against Carl Springs Charter, and we was fortunate to win 52-0. So our first middle school game was today, and we are excited about those young student athletes having the opportunity to represent us. And our job is to keep developing them young and put them in position that they'll be playing on Friday nights, you know, soon, you know, when that opportunity comes for them as well.
I'll tell you what, it's almost dangerous to give you a middle school feeder program, which you did over the years with Overtown Optimist. Now you got a middle school feeder. Come on, man. That's like an unfair advantage. Coach, I can't thank you enough, brother. You're one of a kind. I love you, man. You take care.
Thank you. Love you, too. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate you.
Good stuff. Coach Tim Isaris. One of the best. And I'll tell you what, I stood next to him the other night at the game, and he works those referees to no end. I love it. You know, listen, as long as you have that passion, you know, for the game, you know, doing as long as he has, I think it's awesome. And you give him a middle school feeder that he has somebody right there on campus where he can look at some of those players coming up whew, that team is going to be something. I told people in 5A, you got to watch out. St. Thomas, next couple of years, you better watch out. This is a program that's ready to do some damage over the next couple of years. And so far, they're 6-0 this year. Could end up undefeated in the regular season. Like I said, it got a couple of tough games left, but certainly keep your eye on Mater Academy and obviously always on Coach Tim Ice Harris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.